So, Dad, I remember hearing some family story about you living on a plantation in Mississippi when you were a kid. How did that happen?
We moved to Mississippi, 1944, I think. Oh, I must have been 6 years old. My grandfather fancied himself to be a really good realtor, and he found out that there was a huge plantation about 20 miles south of Meridian, Mississippi, that they wanted to sell the property so that they could divide up the spoils among the heirs, I suppose, or something like that. At any rate, my grandfather undertook to do that, and he persuaded my dad to come down with him. And what they did, the deal was, the old plantation it was overgrown. It had not been cultivated for years.
So this was not like Gone with the Wind with beautiful house and servants all over the place.
No. What this was like was about a plantation that was perhaps 3 miles wide along a river for about 10 miles.
Wow.
What it was. It was really good river bottom land. It was rich land. It had not been farmed for years, several years, and as a result, most of the previous cropland was overgrown by saplings.
So, Dad, was there a house on the property that you all lived in?
There was a hunting cabin. It was a hunting lodge. No, it wasn't. This was a wealthy family in Meridian, Mississippi, who loved to go down 20 miles down south to their holdings there and go hunting occasionally. So they built themselves a 3-bedroom house.
Okay.
On the edge of the property so that they could have their comforts.
Did you tell me once, I seem to remember a story about maybe when you lived in Laurel and you went wading into some pond or something?
Oh, yeah. We lived just at the end of the city bus line north of Laurel. There were two, we called them sloughs, one between the house and the road, and we had a bridge that went across that one. And there was like a ridge of dry land. And behind it, there was another big slough back there.
Okay.
You would wade out. You would start in no water, and then you'd take your bare feet and proceed on out, clothes and all, usually, into the doggone thing. And there was a semi-suspension of dirt in the bottom of that doggone pond back there. And us kids loved it. And until my mother caught on and made us use we didn't have any electricity there. And so we had to use a scrub board to clean our clothes. And that stopped that little waiting.
So you came in covered with mud, and she said, the heck with this, you wash this yourself.
Exactly.
Smart woman.
Right.
So how many times did you go wading in the mud after that?
Nairn. Not any.
That's great. That's really great, Dad. Thank you so much for telling me these stories of your childhood. I love you, Dad.
Well, I love you too, Sugar. Me too.